This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Landfall Foundation's 18th annual art show opens Thursday, the 17th of August at the Nicholas Country Club. I spoke with the foundation's president about the art, but first about the money.
This past year, I went down to the Literacy Council where we gave them a check for $15,000 to get air conditioning. And can you imagine working down there without air conditioning this past summer? So needless to say, we were very well received.
That's Marilyn Gunther, the president of the Landfall Foundation, a charitable organization that's been raising money and granting it to the greater Wilmington community for 22 years now. Last year, the Landfall Foundation distributed 88 grants, totaling $351,000 to organizations focused on arts, health and welfare, and education. Grant applications for this year are under review now.
The grants are submitted in June, and all summer long, our grants committee review all of the grants that have been submitted. By that time, we know approximately how much money we're going to be able to give out. And so the challenge is we generally get grants asking for about twice the amount that we have. So it's a real challenge to be able to try and determine who is going to get how much, because there are so many, many worthy causes out there. We tend to favor smaller organizations. We tend to favor those that are not nationally funded, but those that are run by local organizations and local people and have been successful with the organizations from Guardian Ad Litem to Good Shepherd to Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, all of the arts program, Wilmington Choral Society. I could go on and on and on. Many of whom have special programs that they would like to do for the general public or for kids that they otherwise would not be able to afford to do. And we are so delighted to be able to give them an opportunity to bring culture, to help with education, and also to just simply better the lives of our citizens.
Marilyn says the annual art show is the foundation's most popular event, and it raises a good portion of the money for the grants. This year, nearly 500 pieces of art are in the show by 110 artists. The pieces, from oil to sculpture to glasswork, were judged by artist Dan Beck.
We have a number of awards in all of the different mediums that we do, and we have honorable mentions for the various categories that we have, too, whether it's watercolor or photography or whatever it might be. And the judge is a repeat judge that we had last year, and his name is Dan Beck. And Dan has won a number of awards. He worked in Colorado for a while, but then he came back to Wilmington. We're delighted to have him back again. When people come, they'll be able to see who were the winners in the show, which is always fun. I always think it's fun to go around and say, do I agree or disagree with that? And it doesn't really make any difference. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Marilyn saw the art show hung before I spoke with her. She says it's the best collection ever.
It's hanging now. I saw it today, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Man, we have talent in this town. What I was impressed with was the variety of art, from very traditional type of paintings and watercolors, to the more contemporary pieces that are out there, and also the number of sculptures, glass, clay, photographs, every medium that you can possibly think of. Every year we say, this is the best show, but this year, it's really the best show.
This is the year.
This is the year.
I bet you'll say the same next year.
I don't know. I hope so.
That was Marilyn Gunther, president of the Landfall Foundation. The art show is today through Saturday, 10 a.m. through 7 p.m. at the Nicholas Country Club in Landfall. There is no entry fee, and all the art is for sale.